Start off this afternoon's session with a panel discussion discussing the pros and cons of the Savings to Suitor Act by three distinguished panelists. I think they are all well known to you. I'll make a very short introduction. Dan Knight is a shareholder at Chamberlain Herdlicka and practices Admiralty and Maritime issues as well as commercial litigation. Mark Murray is a plaintiff's lawyer with was past president of the Houston Trial Lawyers Association, which is some of us say the dark side, but very, very distinguished. And I'll tell you what, I wish the defense bar had something very similar to that, the way they get together. He's a partner with at Stevenson and Murray. And Andrew Schreck, who is at a partner at SB Eastham's office and a distinguished career in the maritime side. So I'll turn it over to you.
All right, we're all on. Good afternoon. This is going to be an extremely free-flowing and non-linear discussion amongst three people who I've known Mark Murray and I've known Andy, I think, since I started practicing law in 2003. So we had a call the other day kind of going over what we were going to say. And it really struck me about our bar, and other judges have said this in the past, but I feel it's incumbent upon me to say it, and I know they may say it too, that we probably have the most civil bar of lawyers around. There are always exceptions. You could name some who aren't here, but there are some, and you can name them on both sides of the aisle, okay? But I've always valued that. And I've always found it very odd, as Mike said, you know, I've started to get into commercial litigation and doing appeals and everything and all this other stuff that's not related to the salt or the sea. And the lawyers are really rude and it's very depressing. And so I'm always happy when I can talk with my pirate law friends about different issues. And this discussion is going to sort of stem off of what Judge Rosenthal discussed at the tail end of her presentation, or about how the docket is shrinking and the reasons why. And each of us has different ideas as to why that is. And we have, I think, collectively a different, slightly different view than Judge Rosenthal does in terms of suits in federal court, or at least litigation being filed here. I wrote on this subject a couple of years ago for this conference. If you were here, you can dig through your materials and find it. It's a scintillating 8-9 page paper that most people would read to if they're having trouble sleeping at night. But it deals with the, you know, issue that you encounter often, and where I kind of want us to start talking and just sort of throw things amongst Mark and Andy, and then I'll chime in if I have it. But, you know, this, the reverse Erie doctrine of federal common law is extremely complex and it's extremely difficult. And we have a problem, as I believe we have a problem, don't be so definitive, of the ruling of the Supreme Court of Texas and Penrod Drilling Company versus Williams, where you have a uniformity issue, which is what I was told in every maritime law class and seminar I've taken. You have to have uniformity in maritime law, right? And so you would think that that would extend to both state and federal courts, but in fact, you could have a very clearly articulated rule by the Fifth Circuit and by every other circuit. But if it's not articulated by the Supreme Court of the United States or by a Texas appellate court, it's just sort of guiding precedent. It's not binding precedent here in a Texas state court matter. And that can create a lot of distinct and different verdicts, distinct and different rulings from an accident happening in the same location, depending on where it's filed. And so I would say, like, kind of the first thing that I would just ask is, and I'll pose it to Mark because he's the one who gets to file the suits, does that ever cross your mind, or are you thinking about other things?
So let me just say this.
Sounds like a country song.
I came to the Admiralty Bar rather.